So we're dedicating ourselves to the inner exploration. It's a solitary journey. Even though we live with other beings, this journey inward is a solitary one. We're alone. And yet, we are with all the world. And it's a paradox. We're always alone, really. We're alone with the truth of our own thoughts, whatever is arising in consciousness. If we're aware, paying attention, it is not hidden from us, but it's invisible to everyone else. And that's the truth of our condition. We don't know what other people are really thinking, realizing, or knowing, whether they're deluded or enlightened. We don't really know. We only know what signals we're given. And others only know us from the signals that we give. What do we give? What do we give the world? What are we giving? Are we taking? Are we only taking? Or are we also giving? And if we're giving, are we giving what we would like ourselves to receive? Or are we mindlessly, inattentively spewing out whatever comes up? Are we unrestrained in what we give? Or are we careful, caring, thoughtful, mindful, wise, and generous, kind, kindful in what we give? So may our journey inward be a time of seeing this condition of our giving and receiving, a way of examining, assessing, evaluating, taking stock. How are we living? How are we? What kind of heartbeat is there within us? What is our situation, our condition? It's important for us to know. And if we feel gladdened by that knowing, then we can rejoice. But if we're troubled by it, then we must think it through. How can we change this? What can we change? Are we living the life that we would like to live? Or are we running after things that we think will make us happy, but they don't, really. And somewhere within us, we know that, but we keep chasing these shallow or empty dreams. We're running down the wrong street, the wrong avenue, the wrong route to happiness. Just to know, what are we doing with our life? And how can we better direct ourselves if we need redirection? Do we have enough quiet in there? Do we have enough stillness in our life? Are we a good friend to ourselves? What is the meaning of good friendship? Then we have to look at the qualities that we are developing. And what are the qualities that we're not developing, that we would like to develop? This is a very individual thing. But at some level, as spiritual warriors, there are cardinal qualities to be developed. And one of them, perhaps the most fundamental one, to start with, is paying attention. Really paying attention. Like a doctor with a patient. In this inner journey, we are the patient. We're sitting here patiently, so we have to be patient. And we are looking with the stethoscope of the mind to understand ourselves deeply and truly. Are we paying enough attention? Right attention, knowing the truth, the absolute truth. Acknowledging it and saying, not good enough, or yes, more. Let's move more in this direction. And we want to develop with that knowing if we're going north, south, east, or west. Up or down, sideways, round and round, is to know how to be generous to ourselves, how to give ourselves true spiritual gifts so that we can open to the truth of our happiness or our unhappiness, and find the medicine or the support that we need to reorient, to add or subtract, to enhance or redirect to uplift and inspire, to develop courage, to be more forthright in our effort. These are qualities of generosity. If we can apply them internally, then we will be giving a great gift not only to ourselves, but to everyone. Everyone we touch in our life. We will bless ourselves and each other. A quality that will adorn that generosity is virtue. Without virtue, there is no spiritual path, really. This is a path of purity and purification. From beginning to end, when we take a look at the mind, we open up the eye, the internal eye, the scope that examines how the mind works, how our inner workings interact with the world. And how we are with ourselves, we examine. How do I feel? What is the discomfort? What is the dis-ease? Where is the fear? The agitation? What is the root of that? We investigate. And when we come to the root, we begin to learn how to water the little fledgling of a plant or a tree that we are as a human being. We water, we nourish spiritual qualities, virtues of kindness and honesty, truthfulness, uprightness, friendliness, the generosity that we want to receive from others. We kindle that. We mature it, we ripen it. That's the path. It may not seem exotic, but it's profound. And it will lead us to greater, deeper levels of wisdom and light and happiness. That is the inevitable fruit of developing virtue. So we literally try to cross all our T's and dot all our I's in ways that are selfless more and more. That's the higher giving is the selflessness. And we learn that actually this self that we're trying to move beyond doesn't really exist in the way we think it does. But that's an insight that will come through the purification, through the growth, through the understanding, through these deeper and deeper levels of friendship with this inner being, this quality of beingness. Not an I, but just a being on a path, moving inward more and more, and opening to the truth of what is there, the knowing mind, the ability to know things for what they are. All things, all phenomena, arising and ceasing before our eyes. There's nothing that we can actually own. Born into this world, spun around in this world, spinning year after year, getting illness, dukkhas, aging, and dying. That is the course of human life. And desperately we cling not to let go. And yet the very nature of our being is teaching us that this beingness is impermanent. And if we can truly know and imbibe that impermanent quality, then we will be able to let go and understand impermanence so truly that it will brighten our experience of this moment. It will endow us with wisdom. It will wake us up to the truth of suffering. And when we understand that, we will know the emptiness of all things to such an extent that attachment will not arise for anything whatsoever. There will be nothing to fear, nothing to be angry about, nothing, knowing it all as empty, forms, feelings, perceptions, mental activities, consciousness itself, all empty. We will know the formless, the signless, the nature of the Dhamma itself. And in that very knowing, with a mind still and serene, we will feel a freedom, intuitively known, a freeing of the heart. Hitherto unimaginable, never before understandable. We will see with that divine eye, that eye of the Dhamma will open to us. Yes, it will. So the body will go its way. It will live, sicken, age, and disappear. But the mind will be bright, fearless, free, untethered to the world, unobstructed by ignorance. It will be crowned with wisdom, the jewel of this life. This is the true meaning of human life. What we all seek earnestly. Therefore, little by little, we make haste, but very gradually, we persevere step by step, sometimes on our knees. We bow. We are brave. We go forward. We purify. We know what to do. We know what is right. That's what we pursue day and night. The world may object. We don't listen to that. We hear the call of the Buddha summoning us. To wake up, be aware, see at last the way to true realization. Let the world do what it will, and we care for the heart in these extraordinary ways, using the medicine of this awareness to investigate and uproot all that obstructs us from our own deepest happiness. We die to the rest. And every morning, we begin again, determining, directing the mind on the straight path, the noble path. In the footsteps of the Blessed One, we walk. Otherwise, we continue the circle in samsara, lifetime after lifetime, birth, old age, sickness, and death. Knowing freedom, we choose that. We yoke ourselves to a guide, and we follow the instructions, how to walk, how to eat, how to speak, how to live, how to understand, how to attain liberation. The world may think we are mad. We are mad. We're mad for the truth. Once we know that, we don't care what the world says anymore. This then is healing. This is safety. This is refuge. Why look for it anywhere else?